Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. India calls for greater private capital mobilization in BRICS economies for global growth. Indian Navy Chief Admiral Krishna Swaminathan meets Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Port Louis, reviews maritime security cooperation. Tensions prevail in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as protesters blame Islamabad for controversial polls, target killings and human rights abuses. Europe witnessing rare and spectacular total solar eclipse, described as once-in-a-generation celestial event. And Indian fencing team clinches 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze medals across various senior individual events on third day of Commonwealth Championship in Nigeria. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that public capital should act as a catalyst for private investment rather than a substitute for it. Addressing a seminar in Jaipur on the role of the New Development Bank in mobilizing private capital in BRICS member countries, Mr. Sitharaman said BRICS economies are among the major engines of global growth, but they also face challenges in attracting private capital. The finance minister highlighted the role of multilateral development banks in reducing investment risks, making projects more financially viable, and strengthening investor confidence, thereby helping mobilize private capital on a larger scale. The seminar is being held as part of the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Jaipur under India's BRICS chairship 2026 with the objective of strengthening cooperation on global economic and financial issues. Indian Navy Chief Admiral Krishna Swaminathan today called on Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Port Louis, holding discussions on ways to deepen maritime security cooperation between the two friendly countries. In a social media post, the Indian Navy said discussions during the meeting were centered on strengthening maritime security cooperation, training exchanges, information exchange mechanisms, capacity building efforts and operational linkages between the Indian Navy and the Mauritius National Coast Guard. Admiral Swaminathan assured Prime Minister Ramgoolam of full support, assistance, cooperation and collaboration of the Indian Navy in the capability enhancement and capacity building endeavours of the Mauritius Police Force and National Coast Guard. India's High Commissioner to Mauritius, Anurag Srivastava, was also present during the meeting. The situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, remains tense, with protesters raising questions about recent controversial elections conducted under the influence of Pakistani force, targeted killings and forced disappearances of innocent people and supply disruptions. A report.
Jammu and Kashmir Joint Action Committee senior leader Sardar Shabir accused Pakistan establishment of killings, arrests, curfews and restrictions on movement of people. He described the situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in strong terms, saying that target killings had taken place and accused Pakistani authorities of bringing murderers into the region. He added that people had been killed by LMGs and snipers. He claimed that around 100 people had been killed. He also alleged that women and children were being held captive. He said a curfew had been imposed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and bodies of those killed had not yet been handed over to their families. Shabir appealed to the international community to take note of the situation in the region. Meanwhile, protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are set to take an international turn as the Awami Action Committee has called on Kashmiris worldwide to hold demonstrations tomorrow to expose state-sponsored terror by the Pakistan establishment. The committee has urged people to organize rallies and draw international attention to what it described the use of force by the Pakistan establishment in the region. Protests in the Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir have continued for more than 2 months with demonstrators raising various demands. Swati Rakeja for World News.
Iran launched several missiles and drones at positions belonging to Iranian Kurdish opposition groups in Iraq's northern Erbil province today. The strikes reportedly targeted fighters from the Komala Party and the Kurdistan Democratic Party of Iran in Erbil province's Alana Valley. No casualties were reported from the barrage. Earlier yesterday, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that Iran had proved itself to the world as a tough power during the recent war with the US. Speaking at a meeting at the Iranian Ministry of Health, Araghchi said Iran's armed forces had made major sacrifices during the conflict with the US and Israel. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A rare and spectacular total solar eclipse is taking place today, what is being described as once-in-a-generation celestial event. The total eclipse is passing across parts of the Northern Hemisphere, including Greenland, Iceland, Northern Russia, the Atlantic Ocean, Spain, and parts of Portugal, with a deep partial eclipse visible across the UK and Europe. Regions like Iceland and northern Spain experience complete darkness for up to 2 minutes near sunset. The UK and Western Europe see up to 90 to 96% of the sun obscured. This specific solar eclipse is not visible from India. In Indian Standard Time, the global event spans from 9:04 p.m. to 1:28 a.m. tonight. Indian sky watchers can, however, follow the event through live broadcasts from international space and astronomy organizations. The last total solar eclipse visible from India was on the 22nd of July 2009. It was the longest total solar eclipse of the 21st century. Since then, the country has not fallen within the narrow path of totality for a total solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes directly between the Earth and the sun and completely blocks the sun's bright disk. Philippine health authorities have issued an alert on waterborne diseases after floods hit the northern part of the country. The local health center in the Ilocos region has warned residents of rising health risks as enhanced southwest monsoon rains continue to trigger flooding across the region. Residents were urged to guard against waterborne illnesses such as influenza, leptospirosis, and dengue, which commonly spread during the rainy season. The Indian fencing team collected 3 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze medal across various senior individual events on the third day of the Commonwealth Championship at Lagos in Nigeria today. Team India's stellar Day 3 performance brought the nation's overall combined medal count to an extraordinary 29 medals, comprising 8 gold, 7 silver and 14 bronze. India established immediate dominance in the senior women's foil category, securing a gold-silver victory. Kanagalakshmi captured the gold medal following a precise and controlled campaign, while teammate Joyce Ashita took silver to claim the top 2 spots on the podium ahead of England's Georgia Green and Emily Goodchild, who won bronze. The success continued in the senior men's epee discipline, where Rajendran Shantimol Sherjan put on a commanding display to secure country's second gold medal of the day. Sherjan outpointed South Africa's Kruger Peter, who finished with silver, while Wales' Burkhart Mark and South Africa's Lesevsky Sergei shared the bronze medals. In Canadian Open tennis, the men's and women's semi-final lineups are officially locked in. Spanish teenager Rafael Jodar will face American Brandon Nakashima in the men's singles semi-finals at Montreal early morning tomorrow. In the other semi-final, defending Canadian Open champion and 5th seed Ben Shelton will face fellow American Lerner Teen. Ben Shelton overpowered Czech's Jakub Mensik 6-3, 6-1, while Lerner Teen registered an impressive 6-3, 6-2 win over Spain's Daniel Merida to reach the last four. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India calls for greater private capital mobilization in BRICS economies for global growth. Indian Navy Chief Admiral Krishna Swaminathan meets Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam in Port Louis. Reviews maritime security of cooperation. Tensions prevail in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as protesters blame Islamabad for controversial polls, target killings and human rights abuses. Europe witnessing rare and spectacular total solar eclipse described as once-in-a-generation celestial event. And Indian fencing team clinches 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze medals across various senior individual events on third day of Commonwealth Championship in Nigeria. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.